Let's move on, though. A group of Israeli cabinet ministers has okayed a proposal to annex a large part of the occupied West Bank. The move, which comes a few days ahead of a visit by the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to the Middle East, has drawn strong reactions from the Palestinian side. Here's more on that.
Another Israeli block to the so-called peace talks in the Middle East. A panel of Israeli cabinet ministers endorses new legislation which seeks to annex the occupied Jordan Valley in the West Bank. The new legislation, pushed by far-right members of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party, comes several days ahead of another visit to the region by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Tel Aviv says maintaining control over the occupied Jordan Valley, which makes up almost 30% of the occupied West Bank, is crucial to its interests. But Palestinians reject Israel's demand to maintain military presence there. The Israeli regime occupied Jordan Valley during the Six-Day War of 1967. Shortly after the war, it annexed East Jerusalem al-Quds in a move not recognized internationally. The last time Tel Aviv annexed an occupied land was in 1981 when it declared Syria's Golan Heights as part of its territory. The latest motion has drawn angry reactions from the Palestinian side, with Chief Palestinian Authority negotiator Saeb Erekat saying that the decision will destroy all efforts for peace. The Israeli-Palestinian negotiations, which were halted for almost 3 years over Tel Aviv's continued settlement expansions, resumed under the U.S. supervision in July. Talks are now going through a difficult period, and the Israeli cabinet is expected to announce the construction of another 1,400 new settler units in the occupied territories. Back in 2011, Israel also adopted a controversial scheme called the Power Plan, which sought to expel some 70,000 Bedouins and destroy nearly 35 of their villages in the southern Negev desert. Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories and its continued expulsion of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians from their ancestral land have been denounced as racist and a form of ethnic cleansing. Israel has also subjected over 1.8 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip to a total blockade since 2007. The cruel and crippling siege has helped to create a worsening humanitarian and health situation in the tiny enclave. Official figures show that more than 80% of Gazans depend on foreign food aid. Rights activists across the world have slammed the Israeli siege as a collective punishment. This is while the United Nations has so far failed to take any decisive measure against Israel. Many experts believe that the UN and international community's silence in the face of such Israeli crimes will only encourage Tel Aviv to continue its racist policies in the occupied Palestinian land.
Let's discuss that now further with Sohail Al-Natsour, who is a Palestinian writer and activist, and he's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how should we see these apparent mixed messages coming out of Israel, from the Israelis, I mean, in the sense of, you know, they're releasing Palestinian prisoners, but at the same time, they're also annexing, you know, Palestinian land and increasing settlement construction?
Well, I think it's widely known these days that every time there is a promise of a visit from the American Foreign Minister, Mr. Kerry, the negotiations between the Palestinians and the Israelis are in a very big dilemma, because Israel is playing some kind of giving the illusion that the actual Prime Minister and his Minister of Talks, Tzipi Livni, are fighting against the other extremists in the cabinet in order to say that this is a hard work. You Palestinians, you have to give us something in order to convince the harsh extremists to accept the continuity of the negotiations and to reach the illusionary peace. I think this is some of the comedy which is dragging since a long time, since the beginning of this round of negotiations. The cabinet is known that every time they want something, they made a precondition that every part of the release of the prisoners of the Palestinians, which they had to release them before a long time, they make it on installment, and in every installment they are trying to convince that the Palestinians are paying by acceptance the settler colonization of their land in Jerusalem and in West Bank, which is false. I think the continuity of the negotiations in this spirit will be very disastrous to the Palestinian cause. I don't accept when they say that this is a condition and that will jeopardize all the Palestinian efforts to reach peace. It is not the way to reach peace. This is a way and a comedy to exert more pressures on the Palestinian side to give more consciousness or their inalienable right in independence, in their riches, in the water, in the land, and in the sovereignty and in the right of return for refugees.
So what is your opinion on these peace talks to begin with, you know, considering the Palestinian Authority seems to be quite weak in the face of all these Israeli actions?
Well, I think that the Palestinian Authority is in a very big dilemma. They told the Palestinians that they are going to the negotiation because the pressures of the Americans, and they don't want to present themselves that they are against the peace and they are the reason not to reach the peace. Now the Israelis are doing everything to pressurize on the Palestinians to in order to get the pretext that the Palestinians, they don't want to continue the negotiations, they don't want to give any reason to continue the peace. And in this, I think the Palestinians are in a very weak, and the way the authority is continuing the peace, on one hand, they didn't reach the Palestinian national unity again, and they are not doing anything positively to prepare for a new round of talks on the Palestinian field to regain the unity. Second, they are not applying anything of what they promised of the civil resistance and the peaceful resistance in order to convince the people that we are working for our rights, but we are not conceding for the Israelis as they want in a moment to reach the acceptance of Judaism of Palestine. The third, that also the Palestinian side is not coordinating between the organizations themselves inside PLO. What we see that the executive committee is saying no to this process of negotiation. In spite of this, the line adopted by the leadership of Mr. Abu Mazen is still continuing on only talking and only negotiating by these peace. And that's why one of the reasons that they are keeping everything silent behind the line, behind the curtains, and the Palestinian leaders, cadres, and the broad mass, they don't know exactly what's going on in the content of the negotiations. So it's not an acceptable way that the Palestinians, they don't know their future, how it's drawn, and no one has any right to give any concession or their inalienable rights.
All right, fair enough. Well, we'll leave it there for now. But, of course, we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Soheil Al-Natour speaking to us live from the Lebanese capital.